So remember, I've used this term before, the human holobiome, right? Since the launch of the Human Microbiome Project, we've had to redefine what the human structure is. We are now considered a holobiont. A holobiont is a superorganism. We are a walking, talking rainforest, right? We are made up of many different microecologies with thousands of different species. And all of those species and ecologies are critical for the function and the progression of the whole. And they have to work together in order to function properly and propagate the health of the whole. For example, if the stomach is dysbiotic, it's going to lead to the small bowel being dysbiotic, which is then going to lead to large bowel being dysbiotic. You can go even more upstream. If the mouth is dysfunctional, it's going to lead to the stomach being dysfunctional, which is going to lead to the small intestine, which is going to lead to large intestine issues, right? You can have an oral microbiome disruption that leads to an increased risk for inflammatory bowel disease, right? That's how connected the systems are. You could have a gut dysfunction that leads to Alzheimer's, right? Or Parkinson's. You could have a skin disorder that leads to osteoporosis, right? And we'll connect some of those dots for you, but keep in mind the entire system is a systems biology machine where all of the systems matter and all of the systems are going to be connected in one way or the other, right? So everything we do is important and everything we do is relevant to our overall outcomes. And we have to break down the siloed thinking of medicine, right? I mean, modern medicine has broken up the body into about 200 distinct segments, and each doctor focuses on a segment for the entire career and their entire life. And more often than not, when they're looking at a dysfunction in a segment, they don't look at the other 199 segments. They, in their view, their segment is the only thing that is involved in the problem. That's where we get a lot of dysfunction in how disease pathologies are treated, especially with the microbiome. Everything is connected, right? Because the ecosystems are connected. The microbes in your lungs are talking to the microbes in your gut. The microbes in your gut are talking to the microbes in your brain. They're all talking to each other and they're all effectuating how one another functions. So we'll elaborate more and more and more on that, and we'll give you specific examples that you can talk to people about, you can absorb and understand yourself, and you can utilize to effectuate better health as you go along. So this kind of information is not only fascinating, it's one of those like fun facts, but it's also a critical component to understanding how your body works, right? And it's a critical component in understanding how to address problems within your system. So think about the human genome, right? The human genome has about 20,000 functional genes. An earthworm has about 30,000 functional genes. So we really don't have a lot of sophistication in our own genome in order to conduct the day-to-day functions. And yet the microbiome has over 3 million functional genes, right? About 150 times greater genomic diversity in our microbes than in our own chromosomes and our own genes. And that is a awesome fun fact that is great at parties and will blow your mind a little bit. But that also explains how you have to think about the microbiome, right? Because over the last 10 years in teaching about the microbiome to practitioners and people alike, health conscious people alike, more often than not, I hear people thinking about the microbiome as a problematic microbe that's causing a given problem, right? They're trying to identify the bad bacteria that's doing a thing that's causing the issue that they're feeling, whether it's a digestive issue, an immune issue, or something else, right? What is the bad bacteria? Now, that dysfunctional mindset is only propagated by, gut tests that are very focused on pathogens, right? But what we forget is pathogens make up somewhere around 0.1% of the total microbial load. So it means that more often than not, it's not the presence of a single bacteria or one or two bacteria that's causing the problem. It's typically the absence of numerous other bacteria that's causing the problems, right? It's not an issue of this one bad bacteria is there, doing this thing. I got to kill it. I got to intervene with this bacteria. It's really what is going on with the rest of the microbes. Why are they not effectuating their function? Right. So it's so we have to change that mindset, right? So we need to stop always thinking about problems with the microbiome as the presence of bad bacteria. It's equally, if not more often, the absence of good bacteria or the absence of good bacterial function. Because remember, there's 150 times more genetic material in our bodies from microbes than humans, which means we absolutely need the microbes just for basic functionality. And so if those microbes aren't present and not expressing those genes, creating those proteins or bioactive compounds, we just can't even function. And some of the loss of that basic functionality leads to disease. We'll make some of those clear through examples as well. There are, of course, more microbial cells than human cells in your body. There are thousands of species of bacteria that have been identified in your gut, in your skin, in other biomes in your body. And if you put all these microbes together in one place, they would weigh about 3 pounds, right? Interestingly, it's about the same weight of your brain. So in many ways, it's similar to your other brain. And our microbiome plays a role in virtually everything that happens in our body. Our digestion, nutrient absorption, immune regulation, those are all basic, of course, because those are all part of the digestive tract. Metabolism, hormone balancing, signaling, regulation, neurotransmitter production and regulation, detoxification, and thousands upon thousands of other processes in the body.